This year's United Nations Climate Change Conference, known as COP27, is being held in Egypt in November. The conference will pay special attention to climate problems of the Middle East. The UN wants to talk about the damage that climate problems have already caused Middle Eastern economies. Financing for climate change adaptation, the process of dealing with the effects of climate change, will be an important issue. In Iraq, sandstorms have hit cities often this year. The windstorms shut down businesses and sent thousands of people to hospitals. In Egypt's Nile River Delta, rising soil salt levels are eating away farmland. And in Afghanistan, drought has helped fuel the movement of young people from their homes to cities in search of work. Average temperatures in the Middle East have risen far faster than the world's average in the past 30 years. That information comes from the International Monetary Fund. And in recent weeks, temperatures in some parts of the region have reached 50 degrees Celsius. Rama Alhato is an expert on environmental climate change. More and more states are starting to understand that it's necessary to act, she said. Egypt, Morocco, and other countries in the region have been increasing programs for clean energy production, like solar energy. Countries meeting at COP27 want to push for more international financing to help Middle Eastern countries deal with climate change problems. The UN has warned that the Middle East's crop production could drop 30% by 2025. The region is expected to lose 6-14% of its GDP by 2050. The World Bank says the reason for the lost economic activity is water scarcity. In Egypt, rain levels have fallen 22% in the past 30 years. Droughts are expected to take place more often and to be more severe. The U.S. space agency NASA says the eastern Mediterranean area has had its worst drought in 900 years. That is bad news for countries like Syria and Lebanon, where agriculture depends on rainfall. The climate damage could also have bad social effects. Karim El-Gendi is with Chatham House, a policy group based in London. El-Gendi said many people in the Middle East who lose jobs in agriculture or tourism will move to cities looking for work. Such changes, El-Gendi said, will likely increase unemployment in cities and could raise social problems and affect security. Changing infrastructure and economies to deal with the damage will be costly. The IMF estimates that all these changes will cost 3.3% of the region's GDP every year for the next 10 years. The spending has to go toward many needs. These include better water use systems and new agricultural methods. Other costs include increasing social programs and public information campaigns. One of the top issues for developing nations at this year's meeting will be to press rich nations to provide billions of dollars in promised climate financing. So far, most of the money provided has gone to helping poorer countries pay for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, a process known as mitigation. Developing nations also want richer countries to show how they will carry out a promise from the last climate meeting to provide $500 billion in financing over the next 5 years. The idea is to ensure at least half the financing is for adaptation, not mitigation. However, inflation and a possible economic recession could make big nations slow to act. International officials often pay attention to emissions reductions, El Hato said. She said the countries of Africa, the Middle East, and other places in the developing world are not the biggest causes of climate change. But many of these countries will deal with the worst effects of it. We need to talk about financing for adaptation, she said, to adapt to a problem they did not cause. I'm John Russell.